fine. Just got back from the state fair last week.
Oh, yeah, how'd you do out there? How'd your cattle do?
Oh, did fine. One boy got a blue ribbon.
Good deal. Hey, reckon I can get you some fuel here today?
Sure, fill it up with ethanol.
All righty. Say, the other day I heard that the 08 Model T runs on straight 100% corn ethanol.
I'll be doggone.
Oh, would you mind if I checked your oil and water and tires for you?
Yeah, you better. We had a long trip up there and back.
Well, I tell you what, your oil's nice and full.
Great.
I was in church there on Sunday, and I got talking to Miss Hagee. And she told me that ethanol even burns cleaner than gasoline.
My gosh, the missus is like that. She has a little trouble breathing once in a while. You know, how much ethanol you selling now?
I tell you what, I can't even keep enough in stock. People keep buying more and more, the producers can't keep up. They're building all these plants, see, but they just can't build the plants fast to keep up with the demand, and if they keep building plants like they are, it won't be long before they're producing billions and billions of gallons of this ethanol and soy biodiesel.
Gosh, my corn and soybeans should be worth a lot more by then. But how many gallons of ethanol do they get out of a bushel of corn?
One bushel of corn will get you about 2.7 to 2.8 gallons of ethanol. But on top of that, it'll also get you 18 pounds of corn feed. So not only are we getting rid of our corn dependence on oil, we're going to get some corn-fed beef out of it, too.
My gosh, that'll cut back on feed costs and put in some huge steaks.
Oh, I tell you, that tire's looking a little bit thin there. And, you know, I really value you and your family's customers. And gosh, I'd hate to see, you know, something happen to it. But, you know, just for you, I've got a sale going on right now. Four tires for $60. You just can't quite put a price tag on your family's safety.
Well, Jake, you are a true salesman. Yeah, go ahead. I says, I can take a set.
I tell you, I can have a set of white wall tires in here for you on Tuesday. Oh, we're getting ready to run over there. I say, when you get ready to leave here, make sure you stop by the Flex Fuel Motors. They've got all the latest Detroit iron featuring ethanol and soy biodiesel burning cars. All brand new, all for sale, and they are shiny looking.
Well, gosh, Jake, what do I owe you?
Well, I tell you what, $1.50, but you got a 50-cent tab, so we'll call it good at $2.
Okay, here you go.
Kind of something to think about, isn't it? $1 this, if you would have gotten regular gasoline, only 12 cents would have stayed in local economy, but if you went with ethanol, 62 cents stays with our local farmers and economy.
Didn't know that.
Well, hey, I reckon I'll catch you later. See you at church on Sunday.
Thank you, Jake.
Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Mr. J. You think that fuel's corny? How about that skit, huh? Just needed to draw your attention to the fact that our message is real simple. We're taking the commodities that you raise to make fuel that we need, and we're keeping our money right here in this country. Fuels that burn cleaner, fuels that in the process provide a byproduct to feed our stock, it sure makes good sense. And it will eventually eliminate our dependence on foreign oil, coming from countries that don't care much for us. And we don't sell the fuel, we don't sell the vehicles that run on it, but we promote stewardship. I happen to be in the ranching business in Texas, and my partners are involved in agriculture in Illinois. We promote stewardship, and we saw this as a wonderful opportunity to bind the two together. So we built this set, exact replica of a 1933 fill-in station. We gathered up some FFA kids to help us, gathered up the car, and then we invited some major corporations to bring us their products that run on the biofuels. So take a look at those vehicles. When it comes time to buy a new vehicle, consider that. When you get to the pump, make that decision to grab the ethanol, grab the bio blends, and begin using those. Folks, this is stewardship, and if it sounds like I'm making a big leap between stewardship and biofuels, think about this. When you look up steward in the dictionary, it says an individual who's morally obligated to wisely use the resources he is given. That's what you do as farmers and ranchers. That's what this is about. So we're coming back to educate you so you can take the message to your city relatives, if you will. If you get to thinking about biofuels now, I'm not turning a blind eye that there are still problems that need to be fixed. But you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's scientists working on that. There's environmental specialists are working on that. But the point is, we've made all this progress. In 1908, when Henry Ford built his first Model T, and for those of you who know, that's an We're not trying to pull the wool over your eyes, but that Model T ran on ethanol. In a short amount of time, we got away from that. What we're talking about now isn't new. It's just so old, it's new again. So we're getting back to those biofuels. We're getting back to our independence, and we're getting back to stewardship. And we knew that would fit this audience. And unless y'all are waving that flag, it's not going to go anywhere. So we can't let it end like it did with the Model T. We need to take it forward. We aren't the experts, but we have experts at our booth behind us. In that yellow and the blue and white booth, there's experts there in that tent. Ask us. We have literature for you. But we're just trying to help you and give you the opportunity to do the right thing. We appreciate your time. We invite your questions. God bless and enjoy the rest of the day.